All right. That was a short break. Back here on Truth Hurts Radio, your host, Charlie Giuliani. And we now have our featured guest here, Mr. Tex Mars. Welcome to the show, Tex.
Hey, great to be with you.
Yeah, great to have you on. I've been a fan of yours for years. I think one of the first books I ever read, actually the first one was Gary Allen's None Dare Call It Conspiracy, but I think the very next one I read was your Dark Majesty years ago.
Well, Dark Majesty was, you know, I believe other than Anthony Sutton, Dr. Anthony Sutton, who did a tremendous job with his The Secret Establishment, Dark Majesty was the, I think, the second book ever published exposing the Skull and Bones Society and George Bush's involvement in it, as well as John Kerry's.
Right. Yeah, excellent piece of work. I still find myself going back to that and others that you've written over the years as references. Your latest book, of course, which you're here to talk about, is Synagogue of Satan, correct?
Well, I was very privileged to write the foreword for it, and we own the publishing company, Rivercrest Publishing, that published it. It's written by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock from Great Britain, but you know, he had put just a little bitty pocketbook edition out because nobody in Great Britain had the courage to publish this, so he self-published it himself, and he sent me a copy, Mr. Hitchcock did, and wow, what a researcher, and he had, you know, he had the secret history of Jewish world domination, but it was so well documented, and he takes it, Charles, as you know, chronologically, all the way back to the 700 or 800s, up to past the World Trade Center debacle, and proves his point so much that I contacted Mr. Hitchcock, who had been receiving our newsletter for many years, and but I didn't know him personally. But after I talked with him, I read the book, I made sure that it was factually correct in every way. We published an American edition, and it's really taking off. Of course, you know, Barnes & Noble, as controversial as Tex Mars is, they usually take my books, but this book they rejected.
No so, kidding.
Oh, no, they rejected it. So, you know, it's
a real rebel, huh?
Yeah, well, and of course, we just sent it to him, and I told my assistant who works in publishing, oh, they'll turn it down, go ahead, you know? So,
yeah, their loss.
Well, it is their loss, but, you know, they have an agenda, too, and they don't want the powerful Jewish lobby to come down on their heads. So,
exactly,
it was understandable, but the book is taking off. It's like an underground instant classic, Charles, if you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking forward. Your secretary there said she was sending me a complimentary copy. I'm looking forward.
Oh, well,
I didn't realize it's not your work, though. I thought it was actually a book that you had written. So your latest book is the Codex Magica, right?
Yeah, it's still Codex Magica, but I'm more than willing to talk about the Synagogue of Satan, because I've read it about a dozen times,
wow.
And you know, it correlates, Charles, with everything that I've done in my study. It's just an amazing thing. I don't believe there's ever been a book that puts everything in one place, and people now are reading it and they're contacting us and saying, "Wow, now I understand what you've been talking about, Tex. I was dubious before, but."
Is it a real, real thick book, or?
It's 320 pages.
Wow!
And you know, you're going to find out some things in this book about the Rothschilds, how they gained control of America's money system by setting up the first central bank. You'll find that Karl Marx, whose real name, by the way, is Moses Levi.
Right.
You know, not Karl Marx, but he was.
Well, what a fitting name for this guy, Hitchcock, huh?
Yeah, wasn't it, you know, a real mystery, finding out, discovering the mysteries hidden here.
Yeah, okay, we'll be right back. Stick with us, Tex, and stick with us, folks. We'll be back here with some more interesting discussions with Tex Mars.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
How dare you speak against Zionism? That is a hate crime! I hate you for speaking against Zionism!
Thus, you have the hypocrisy of the Zionists, folks. All right, we're back. Truth Hurts Radio, your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Tex Myers here as a guest. So, Tex, this sounds like a book along the same caliber as Controversy of Zion, which I'm sure you read. I find that to have been, so far, my favorite book on Zionism. I haven't read this Hitchcock one yet.
Yeah, Controversy Over Zion, and I think it was about Douglas Reed, was it, many years ago, is a tremendous resource. And people really need these kind of books in their library for a balancing of history, because Henry Ford, the great industrialist, and gave us the assembly line for industry, and the Ford automobile, you know, he once said, history is bunk. You know, it's, in other words, it's baloney, Charles. And I think it was absolutely right, because...
And look how long ago that was.
Yeah, how long ago. So imagine now today. And we see that gathering with every year, the Zionist controllers buy more and more of the media. Rupert Murdoch and his Fox News, you know, the News Corps, News Corporation, they bought up so many newspapers, and they own Fox News. And now they're buying up the Wall Street Journal. But the Wall Street Journal was actually already taken over by neocon Jews. Mr. Crystal, Irving Kristol, was a communist. And everybody thought, well, the Wall Street Journal, boy, they're the bastion of capitalism. But they had Irving Kristol write columns for many years, and now his son has this propaganda magazine. I think it's called the Weekly Standard, that pimps for George W. Bush constantly in the war in Iraq and Iran and Syria and Afghanistan. So really, the Wall Street Journal, now they're trying to buy it up, News Corp and Rupert Murdoch, but Murdoch has always been a Zionist promoter. So everywhere you turn today, last night, Charles, I don't know if you, I do watch Bill O'Reilly, the O'Reilly Factor.
Oh, yeah, my favorite.
Your favorite, okay. And, you know, every once in a while, the old boy, let's give him some credit when he goes against these crazy liberal judges. I sort of like that. But then, yeah. Boy, he turns around, and, man, he does everything he can to try to stop the conspiracy theorists. He calls them nutty and wacko and anti-American. Well, last night he was on a tear because he said, hey, this new national poll says that 35% of Americans believe that 9/11 was an inside job and that President Bush knew beforehand it was going to occur. He said, what kind of craziness is this? And I mean, he was like about to have a heart attack over the fact that over one third of Americans know now the truth about 9/11. But of course,
and I'd venture to say it's a lot higher than that too.
You know, it is. Of course, it is. So that's probably a favorable poll to the other side.
Right.
But it's interesting that in the book Synagogue of Satan, Hitchcock talks quite a bit about the 9/11, showing the Israeli connections and the Israeli Mossad and how they are the ones who helped engineer it, along with rogue U.S. Agencies, the CIA.
Before we get up to that more up-to-date part in the book, I'm just curious, does he go back to, of course, Herzl is considered to be the founder of modern Zionism, but it goes back even further than that, doesn't it?
Well, it really does, of course, because he brings it all the way back to the Kingdom of Khazaria.
Uh-huh, good.
And you've read all about that, I know, from reading Reed's book. And so there we had a nation of Turkish-Mongol blood that was later conquered by the Soviet Union, or Russia. And there this gigantic nation of Khazaria converted to Judaism. Now, here they were not Jews by bloodline, but Turkish-Mongol blood. But when they converted to Judaism, then later when Russia began to conquer them, and so they began to immigrate into Eastern and Western Europe. And
Kabbalistic Judaism anyways, right?
I mean, yeah, and by the way, they combined a lot of their pagan ways with Judaism, although Judaism, as you know, Jesus Christ said, had already brought in all these man-made traditions from Babylon. So the combination of all of this, the Khazarian paganism, the Babylonian man-made traditions that Jesus identified, and these people became Jews, but they were Ashkenazi Jews. And that, by the way, 80% of all the Jews in the world are Ashkenazi-line Jews. The others are the Sephardic.
With emphasis on the Nazi part.
Yeah, absolutely. That's sort of interesting, isn't it? Ashkenazi.
Yeah. Did you know, by the way, I have to throw this in, hold your thought, but I just have to throw this in. The Encyclopedia Judaica, I think it's like the 1905 edition or something, it's, of course, a Zionist publication. They boast in there that the teachings of the Kabbalah and of the Talmud date back, you know, to the Babylonian captivity, and that these were originally passed down as oral traditions. They weren't committed to paper until, you know, the early centuries A.D., but that these were the teachings that were held by the Pharisees in Christ's day. Isn't that interesting?
It really is interesting. So, you know, they incorporated this in their Jewish Talmud, their holy book. And some people say, oh, well, wasn't that long time ago?
I'm sorry, just one more point, and I really want to hear what you got to say. But it's interesting because you see so many Christian Zionists who support this movement, and yet Christ called these teachings of the Pharisees the lying teachings of men that make void the commandments of God. And here they are supporting Zionism that's teaching these Pharisaical ideas. It's disgusting.
Yes, these people claiming to be Christians are Judaizers, and Paul warned about that and said, and this is in Galatians 1, so this isn't Tex Mars or Charles Giuliani talking here, but Jesus in the Bible, in Galatians chapter 1, Paul was the writer there, and he says that anybody who takes up these Judaizer teachings, he said, let him be accursed. You're cursed by God for taking up the Phariseeism, which is so prominent today in modern-day Judaism. So when these people say, well, I'm a big Zionist supporter, well, what you are, you're cursed by God. You can say all day long, I'm a Christian, I believe in Jesus. No, you believe in another Jesus. You believe in another gospel. And Paul said your gospel is accursed by God. So
it's
this
like Christ,
is a very, very severe thing.
Christ himself refers, of course, in Revelation to those who profess to be Jews but are not.
Yes, this is, you know, boy, Charles, I'm so glad you brought that up. Because so many people write to me and they say, Tex, you got the wrong culprit. It's the Muslims. You know, or you got the wrong culprit. It's the New Age movement or the Church of Satan or some other group. You know, Charles, neither you nor I support those unholy groups. But I ask the question, and I know you do too as a Christian, what did Jesus identify as the last day's most evil, foul group that we should beware and watch for? And in Revelation 2 and 3, he says, the synagogue of Satan.
Phony Jews.
Yes, and he says that they are blasphemers. He says they will murder many Christians and cast many others into prison. And they will bring about, listen to this, a hour of temptation.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Tex? Some technical difficulties here, folks. Yeah, I think we lost him. Hopefully, we'll be able to get him back. Are you there, Tex? Oh, that's a bummer. Well, anyway, while they're working on that, just to pick up where he was talking about, it's very interesting. Tex, if you can hear me, as soon as you get back on the line, just cut in and shut me off. Are you back? Okay. I just got told by the studio he's getting them back. I don't know how that happened, but anyway, it is very sad that mainstream Christianity, in fact, those of you who watched the IPAC convention last month, I think it was, late March, early April, whatever it was, you had John Hagee on there, this big so-called Christian evangelist, and he's just hailing this pagan movement is what it is. As though it's some great movement of God and we need to support Israel. God will curse this great nation if we don't support Israel. What is he talking about? As if we haven't been supporting Israel. We send billions over there every year. Tex, okay, Tex, you back?
Hey, I'm back.
Okay.
Who didn't want us on the air some? I don't know.
I guess, huh? Well,
yeah,
isn't Israel managing our phone networks, I hear, in the country today? So.
That's true. A good point.
Anyway, pick up where you left off.
Well, you know, I was just bringing up the point that when I went to the Bible, I found that Jesus warns us in the book of Revelation about the synagogue of Satan. He doesn't even mention Islam or Buddhism or anything. It's just the synagogue of Satan. He warns us about, in fact, he says, those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Here again, we get back to this Khazarian thing. And by the way, new DNA research is shocking because it's found that many of the Jews today have very little or no ancient Israelite blood.
No connection,
wow.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you about one thing, Charles, that you and your audience will love and find fascinating. The editor of the number one newspaper among the Palestinians, okay? The editor, he's Palestinian. He has challenged the editor of the number one daily newspaper of Israel, supposedly a Jew, claiming to be a Jew. He has challenged him to a DNA test. And he said the Arabs have more Israelite blood than they do.
Yeah.
He's challenging, but the Israeli refuses.
Yeah, I bet. I'm not surprised, because they know.
Yeah.
They know.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with Tex Myers.
Catholic.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Announcement from Homeland Security. We will not allow you to have anti-Zionist guests on anymore. Is that clear? You think cutting off the phone line is something? We've only just started. Don't do this again. Your final warning.
All right, guys, we're back with Truth Hurts. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Tex Mars on the line here as our guest, talking about that ever-forbidden subject of Zionism and their goal for global domination. Hey, Tex, what do you think of this idea of the Sanhedrin being set back up and the push for this actually talk about building a temple?
Well, I think that's really interesting because, you know, the Sanhedrin was the one that sentenced Jesus to be crucified, and now they're back again. But I wonder...
You know, it's like the Vatican setting up the Inquisition office. What is it, the Office for the Propagation of the Faith? Unbelievable.
It really is, And maybe what they're doing, though, you know, it's a reversal of what happened with Jesus. They rejected the Messiah and convicted him, even though he was innocent. Now, if a new Jewish Messiah comes on the scene, they will hail him, acclaim him, and do just the opposite and propel him into stardom. So, and given the fact that the neocon Jews basically control Europe, this new French election they took over, totally in France now. They control London and Washington, and everything is set up for this Antichrist, who will be a Jew, the Bible says. And, you know, Jesus told the Jews, I come in my Father's name, and you reject me, but someday someone will come in his own name. him you will receive.
Well, you know, wow. Jesus is already back. Did you know that? This guy from South America. He's been touring the country.
Yes.
And he's 61 years old. Jesus has aged quite a bit, hasn't he?
Well, yeah. And, of course, this guy's wanting all of his followers to take a tattoo 666 on their bodies.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Oh, heavens.
Anyone that can read the Bible would sort of know what's going on there, wouldn't they, Charles?
I don't know what's more scary, that you have people like this out there or actually have people that fall for people like that. I think that's more scary.
Yeah, a lot of people tell me, and I'm just going to say right now, I'm not a prejudiced person, and I've met many Cuban Americans. They're good, they're patriotic, fine people, and they're extremely intelligent. So now, if he can, and that's mostly his audience at this time, although there are many Anglos and others, if he can convince these intelligent, you know, wonderful people in the Cuban American community, and I know they're just a minority right now. If he can convince them, though, we're not talking about gullible, stupid, poor, ignorant masses. A lot of these people are very affluent, and as I said, very educated. It just tells you the depth of deprivation of people who are so hungry for something spiritual, but mostly they're in it because he says, you know what? I'm Jesus, and I want you to be rich.
Yeah.
And this is, by the way, even the rabbis, they admit that their real goal, they believe they want to set up a world kingdom because they believe in material riches, and they believe that in their holy book, God wants the Jews to be wealthy, to have the wealth of the Gentiles.
Yeah.
And so, you know, all of this sort of dovetails in a certain way together, doesn't it?
You know, Tex, me and you have been cursed with a conscience. See, if we didn't have a conscience, we could be billionaires. God has told me you need to give me generous contributions.
Well, that's true. You know, when I first started...
As long as you don't have a conscience, you can make billions today. Go ahead.
You can, but, you know, again, it all depends on whether, you know, in my book, Codex Magica, I call these people psychopaths.
Yeah.
They're megalomaniacs. They have no conscience.
No, they don't.
Well, you know, you would go to bed at night worrying and saying, man, someday I'm going to have to meet God, and what's he going to tell me? Here I am out cheating people. But these people, they don't have the same compunction. They don't feel guilt.
Well, I think they think they're going to get away with it. They don't have to answer one day to God or anybody, you know.
Well, they do. So they become almost like, you know, demigods or semi-divine.
Yeah.
But, of course, they're wrong about that. What you sow, you reap. So, but nevertheless, they've convinced themselves through that, and they reinforce it to each other through their secret rituals, through their advancements. You know, one skull and bones guy favors another one. Pretty soon, they're all up in the higher positions. The Jews do that too. And I remember when I used to write secular books, and I had a company called Tech Trends, and I was very successful, but I found, for example, that Simon & Schuster, which is, of course, the very name is Jewish, was the largest publisher in the world, and they published two or three of my books. But when I got the catalog, you know, they would publish like 600 books a year, huge publisher. I noticed that out of 600, about 550 had Jewish names on them as authors. They favor Jewish authors. See, as a Gentile, it's very hard to get published. I guess God helped me out there. But many of my ideas were stolen. You know, I'd send them a book proposal, and they would just steal it. I mean, they would even steal my ideas for a book cover. The next thing, you know, Martin Goldberg or somebody or Silverstein has published this book that was my idea. I had to have enough ideas for me and them, too.
Hey, that's a good tip. So I should change my name to Giuliani Stein or something, you think?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I don't know. That Italian name, I've always appreciated Italians. I mean, Italians are tough. They don't take any nonsense. So, but on the other hand, Italians are also fair, and I found that they don't necessarily favor you just because you're Italian. They look for the meat of things. So I appreciate that.
Rudolph has ruined the family name, though. Stick with us, folks.
Yeah, a little bit. We'll forgive that one exception,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Stick with us, folks. Short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, guys, we're back with Tex Mars, Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. Just a reminder, if anybody wants to call in, got some questions for Tex, you can call in the 800 number, 800-313-9443. Again, that's toll-free, 800-313-9443. Also, a reminder, our website is truthhurts.com, and that's spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Anyway, we're back with Tex. I forgot now where we left off before the break. But I know we did want to touch on 9/11. You started to mention that earlier, and that is something I definitely want to talk about, and the, you know, the role of the Zionists in that whole fiasco.
Well, Charles, you know, this is one of the most important areas of this book, The Synagogue of Satan. If people discover the truth of 9/11, I believe the whole Zionist plot, the control of America, could begin to unravel. Now, there have been great men recently who had the courage, you know, the researcher at Harvard, the top political science professor, and over at the University of Chicago teamed up together, and they put out an 80-something page report, I think it was 60 or 80 pages, about the Jewish lobby. And man, did they ever catch flack. But here are two of the most noted political researchers in America at the two most prestigious universities, Harvard and Chicago, exposing the Jewish lobby.
You know, let me ask you something, I hate to interrupt because I want to hear what you're saying, but what do you think about Noam Chomsky? I mean, he does speak out quite a bit about Israel.
Well, Noam Chomsky is very much a socialist liberal,
right.
And he's bought into, you know, there's two faces of Zionism. There's the, I call them the nativist, then there's the cosmopolitan, who are sort of world, you know, globalism. Chomsky fits into that area of Zionism. All the while he's saying, oh, the Zionist plot for Israel is bad. He wants to set up a Zionist New World Order, basically. So he's like a globalist. The others are, you know, it all depends. One of them, one faction of Zionism, this is what people really need to understand. This is crucial. Charles, I'm glad you asked this. One says the serpent, okay, the Kabbalistic serpent, starts in Europe and Americas and then encircles the entire globe. And thus we have Jewish utopia, Jewish New World Order. The other one says, no, no, no. We must start in Israel to have this some kind of a energy power. The serpent starts its trail, its journey, with a new nation of Israel. Of course, that was founded in 48. And then it begins its journey. It sets up a greater Israel, which is all of the Middle East, falls under its subjugation. And then it goes on to conquer the world. You know, even in Soviet Russia, you had these two factions. Stalin, who favored the cosmopolitan, really, and route, and thus he said, no, first we'll have socialism in Russia, then we'll go to the rest of the world. And then you have those like Herzl and Ben-Gurion who said, no, everything revolves around Israel. Sharon and Netanyahu say Israel. Israel is the beginning, and there will be the foundation, the headquarters of the New World Order. You have people like Chomsky who don't quite say that, but you got to watch out for Chomsky, because when you scratch the surface a little bit, suddenly he screams and says, wait just a minute, I'm a Jew, and I want everything, the Jews. So he favors his own race, but he sets up a socialist thing, and then he can say, oh, I'm against what the Zionists are doing. But he would love a United Nations New World Order.
Oh, yeah, there's no question he's a big UN fan. Most liberals, unfortunately, are. They don't recognize this phony left-right paradigm thing. I'm actually having him on next month. I wanted to kind of hit him up on a few things, like 9/11, because he has discussed state-sponsored terrorism. He's certainly aware of it. Why can't he apply that to?
Well, see, he would say, no, it's the mean old American CIA, it's the FBI, it's all these American police state apparatus. But if you say, well, how about the Israeli Mossad and these dancing Israelis on top of that building?
Yeah.
And how about the urban moving systems warehouse that the FBI SWAT team went into and found out it was Israeli Defense Forces, illegal aliens in America, Israelis, and all of these things they knew before the fact. How about Odigo, the messaging service here in America, the Jews, and they found out about, a day before.
Don't come into work tomorrow, something's
right, don't come into work tomorrow, and the Jews didn't go into work there. He'll say, oh, no, 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 now you're anti-Semitic, now you're prejudiced. They go only a certain ways, and then they back off. Now, one of the men, I think, that seems not to have been captured by this Zionist spirit is Henry McCow. I don't know if you've read of him. He has a lot of things.
Yeah.
And he seems to be legitimately, you know, concerned, and I like his writings. But I'll give you another example, a guy who writes wonderful things, and he exposed the assassination of Rabin, the Prime Minister of Israel, as a Zionist plot. What's his name now? I'm so sorry, I've forgotten him, his name, but he's written a number of great books, but then suddenly he'll turn around and say, basically, kill all the Palestinians. They're no good. We need to set up a greater Israel. You know, and the settlers should take the land of the Palestinians and don't give them a cent for it.
And Zionism right there.
So, you know, here again, remember there are two faces of Zionism. And so there's the globalist and then there's the nativist. And it all depends on their starting point, the whole globe or Israel. But they basically, each side wants to take over the whole world.
Right. Yeah, it's like the left-right here. It's the same, you know, the goal is the same. They just come at it from different angles to confuse people, that's all.
Yeah, the neocons are good examples of that. At first you think they're anti-globalism. But no way. Right. You know, everybody thought that George Bush was going to be a conservative. I remember Dr. Greg Dixon, Indianapolis Baptist Temple. Even Bill Clinton he had a dispute with the IRS. Even Bill Clinton and Janet Reno did not have the gall to go in and seize his church. But no sooner had John Ashcroft, a supposed Christian but in truth a Zionist, and George W. Bush, who was controlled, he's nothing but a marionette, a puppet, as soon as they took office, they sent a SWAT, SWAT team and all that, and seized a Christian church.
The Baptist
church.
Temple, yeah.
Yeah, the first time a Christian church had ever been grabbed by the government, police state tactics, all because of a dispute. And by the way, no money was involved. All the taxes were paid, but the IRS thought...
Well, they refused to have a 501c3, right? Is that what it was?
That's all it really was, ultimately. And the IRS said, no, you got to obey our rules strictly. But all the money had been paid to the IRS. There's no money, really.
There's no law requiring that. That's the whole clincher.
But they did take over the church, and it was Ashcroft. And by the way, Brother Dixon, a wonderful Christian man, a Baptist, he said, as soon as Bush took over, he says, now we have hope. Well, it wasn't very long that old Ashcroft did what lesbian Janet Reno wouldn't do. He swooped in.
Was he the pastor of that church that said that? Was he the pastor?
Yeah, he was the pastor of the church there.
Wow. I bet he's had a change of heart.
Yeah. And, he wasn't a militia guy. I'm not knocking militias. He wasn't a right-wing extremist. He was your typical Baptist pastor.
Right.
But they took his church. You don't go along with our rules.
Then Bush comes along with the Faith-Based Initiative, acronym FBI, to gain even more control over the churches. There's your freedom of religion out the window right there.
They give you the money. They say, now you have to go by our rules.
Yep.
Now, the IRS, many years ago, I began as a nonprofit organization. I was a babe in the woods, and I wanted to do the right thing, and I thought if people gave to my ministry, they should get a tax break. So then I had the IRS visit me and say, we don't like the things you're teaching. They actually audited my philosophy and viewpoints.
Wow.
They said, what is your authority to expose the Masons, Masonic Lodge, and the Illuminati? I said, my authority, it's the Bible. They said, oh, that's not good enough. You seem to be opposing public policy.
You should ask them what's their authority. Policy. That's the key word, policy. It's not law. They're not enforcing law. There is no law.
They decide what policy is. And my lawyer told the IRS agent, he said, well, here's the crux of the IRS's contention about Mr. Moore's ministry. The IRS believes... the IRS is of the opinion that Mr. Moore should not have an opinion. I'll tell you what I did. They ended their audit.
Did you click your heels and salute him?
Yeah. Well, I felt like calling him Commissar,
Yeah.
But he should have put a little red, red badge or a star on his suit. But we were very nice to the audit. But it ended finally after many, many years and much money spent. It ended with the IRS leaving us alone, telling us we didn't owe a penny. We still had our tax-exempt status intact. They were forced to back down. But then I decided, Charles, I said, even though right now they're leaving us alone, we have our tax-exempt status intact, we owe no money, everything is just the way it was, but hey, they had aggravated me, harassed me for 4 years, and they said, we can do this because you're 501c3, and you get tax breaks for people who give to you. So what I said? I wrote to all of the people on my list, and I said, we're not going to be we're going to get rid of the 501c3, and because I do not believe any of you out there buy our books or give us donations because you want a tax break. You do it because you want the truth out.
Well, see, that's how they suckered churches in the beginning. Because, let's face it, most of the churches, they love money, they want more money, and this was a way to get them enticed. Oh, yeah, they're likely to give bigger donations now. And once they signed up for that, that's it. It's been all downhill ever since.
It is, Charles. No, look at the difference. RBN Network, R. Charles Giuliani, y'all are involved in the truth movement, right? Now, the people that listen to your program, they know the IRS is a fraud and is a horror. And I tell people, okay, go ahead and fill out your 1040, do your job, don't be a resistor. But I know that's a criminal agency. Nevertheless, I just tell people go along with it because that's what the Bible says. But let me say this, and I think it's Yeah, 9 years since we have not been nonprofit.
I
asked my people, all my staff, and many of them have been there, 10, 15 years, my staff. They're wonderful people to work with me. I asked them how many had complained because they couldn't get a tax break. And in 9 years, one person mentioned it.
Wow.
And many said, I didn't want to give to your ministry before, but now that you're standing up against the 501c3, I'm going to give.
Oh, great.
Isn't that something, Charles?
Yeah.
I praise God for that. And I think if they're going to give the Charles Giuliani Show or RBN, they don't worry about the IRS. They're doing it from their heart.
Right.
Because you're telling them the truth.
Well, let's face it. If you're giving out of sincerity, you kind of lose that, don't you, when you're looking for something in return? I mean, it destroys the authenticity of the giver, gives them a selfish edge to it,
Yes,
I think it perverts the whole idea of giving.
Let me tell you about a horror that occurred to me when the IRS was, taking their audit, and they told me all these things. I couldn't express my opinion. I couldn't expose this or that. I couldn't even expose false religions. You've got to be a good boy and be politically correct. I put that in my newsletter, and I was contacted by a CPA, accountant firm out of, let's say, I think it was Philadelphia. They said they did the tax books for 25 churches. They wanted to know what the IRS had told me. They said, these seem like a lot of new guidelines and policies. And I said, well, yes, because the IRS tells me it's internal policies. They haven't written it down, but they're still requiring us to go by them, they claim. And you know what that accounting firm said? We would like to know more about this because we want to tell our churches what they cannot do. We want to get with our churches that we're representing here and say from now on you can't say this about that group. You can't say. I said, wait just a minute. You want me to help you so you can go tell the churches they can't unmask evil?
Right, yeah.
You want me to help you cooperate with the IRS to cover up evildoers? And
you
they said, well, we just want to make sure our churches are straight with the IRS to make sure they don't lose their tax exemption. I said, go find yourself another turkey. I'm not going to help you guys.
Yeah. We have a caller on the line. Just before I take, his name is Bob from D.C., before I take this call, I just want to mention this really quick. I was a theology major years ago, and a friend of mine was in charge of campus ministries. He picked the people who came and spoke at our chapels. This one day he picked this girl. Her title of her talk was The New World Order. Everybody loved it. They were applauding at the end. She and my friend who picked her got called in and got lambasted for doing this. They said, we don't allow this. The church pulpit isn't the place for this. They said, what do you mean? We're supposed to be warning people about last day events and prophecy, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And they said, no, we don't allow it. I couldn't believe it. So from then on, they censored who he picked and what the topic was going to be.
Afraid. They're afraid the IRS is going to audit them.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep. This is the control that this 501c3 gives them. Anyway, let's take this caller, and then that's probably all the time we have until the next break. And then after the break, I want to talk about 9/11 and, the benefits that the Zionists gained from this. Anyway, let's go to Bob in D.C. You with us, Bob?
Yeah. Hi, Tex and Charles. How are you?
Yeah. Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Charles. I called you last week. I'm sure you remember. You and Maria Heller were on, and I'm the guy that thinks World Trade Center 7 is the key flank, the weakest flank of the enemy. Tex, the person you were thinking of before was Barry Chomish.
Oh, yes, Barry Chomish.
Yeah,
yes.
Barry Chomish is a very interesting guy. In my opinion, my best estimate is that he is a lot like American, I guess you have to call them patriots are, except that he's patriotic. He's a patriotic Israeli Zionist, which I think I've nailed it, but he's honest.
That's
true.
He's
an honest guy. So if you listen to him, you can't stand 80% of what he says, but he's got so much information that you'll not get anyplace else that you can't help but go there.
Good point, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah. And
I sort of like a lot of his work. I do.
He's honest.
Yeah, he is honest, but again, he is a very rabid Zionist. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, the other side, Noam Chomsky, I knew some people in the 70s that knew them very well. And I was with the LaRouche movement at that time in the 70s. And these folks, there were a brother and sister team in the Midwest. and I don't want to name them right now. They've got a different life. But they knew the Chomskys very well, and the Chomskys are about as low as you can go. Even these folks, and these folks came, these were red diaper babies, these two folks. Mm-hmm. And the Chomskys are very bad. And,
so when he debates, like, well, what's his name, Horowitz or something, it's probably staged.
You know what it reminds me of, and I've just come to this analysis recently, is Daniel Ellsberg, the Pentagon Papers. Mm. Now think about it. Why did he sit on those for 5 years? And then when Nixon is about ready to be torpedoed, why did they come out at that time?
Yeah,
well, good point. Ellsberg
Daniel
Ellsberg
is low. He's low.
Well, he was Jewish, a Zionist. And Nixon, you know, the Nixon tapes now tell us that Nixon understood the Zionist conspiracy, and he was determined to do something about it. And that's why they got rid of him.
That's right. Exactly right. That's right on.
Bob, for joining us. Stick with us, guys. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the possible role of, probable role of Zionism in the 9/11 attacks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hey, we're back for about 5-6 more minutes with our guest, Tex Mars. So we want to rip right into this important subject here about the role of Zionism in the attacks. As always, you've got to ask who stands to gain, and of course Israel has gained tremendously from this these attacks. So yeah, Tex, Fox actually did a pretty good job on that, didn't they? I think they're the only network, ironically, that actually gave decent coverage to that. Is, you know, the van of dancing Israelis and the spy ring.
Fox did. And of course, no sooner had they done it than the Jewish lobby came against them, and Murdoch closed that that news operation down. So, but we still have I think it was Carl Cameron, the reporter, talking about how these Israeli agents were on top of the building in New Jersey, and across the river there they were filming the whole thing. And then when the planes hit those buildings, they jumped up and down and screamed with ecstasy. They were so happy about 9/11 occurring. Right. Then they were arrested, and it turned out that they were Israelis. And then the FBI, based on their interrogation, went into Weewaukee, New Jersey, and found a company, a dummy company, front company called Urban Moving Systems. I have the front page of the Weewaukee newspaper. We never made the national press. It was all covered up. I had a friend who lived there, Perry Ferrell, a writer, and he sent me and said, "Hey, here's something you won't read in the national press text." And it was a big picture of the Urban Moving Systems warehouse, and it talked about a SWAT team going in there, and they had captured 9 or 10, 11 Israeli agents' computers. So they were running the whole show of 9/11, working, with the head of the FBI and the CIA. Now, here's the whole thing about it. People need to remember this. There are patriotic FBI agents in the Phoenix office, the Minnesota office. They were trying their best to warn their headquarters, but their headquarters told them, "Shut up, shut up." The Justice Department said, "Don't look into this." So we have to remember that we still have
John O'Neill
patriotic
was one.
People.
Yeah, John O'Neill was one. Of course, they fired him.
Yeah, they fired John O'Neill, and then, he was given this job, and he wasn't evidently aware. They claimed that he died in the 9/11 thing. Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
I suspect he was assassinated somewhere else,
his
body just missing. Yeah, I think that's the deal there.
Carl Cameron's, by the way, that video, it's all over the Internet. You can download it, but it's no longer on Fox's website. They've taken it down. But Carl Cameron did say evidence linking these Israelis to the 9/11 attacks is classified, and we can't comment on it.
Well, here's the interesting thing. The newspapers over in Israel, and I have an account from the Mahariv daily newspaper in Israel, when those agents, suddenly they were released by our FBI to the Israeli embassy, and they were rushed back to Israel, hidden there on an LL aircraft. But they showed up on TV in Israel proclaiming their innocence and saying they had been interrogated cruelly by the FBI. But they admitted that they were basically IDF, people, Israeli Defense Force. So what were they doing? Illegal aliens. Connected, I know, with the Mossad and with the IDF, sort of like our special forces. So this is, of course, all of this is in Synagogue of Satan and much more. So people need to understand the Zionist problem. We're not talking about some little philosophy or Phariseeism. We're talking about people who are determined to take over America and set up a police state, and 9/11 was a pretext.
Right. Sounds like a great book. I got to get it. Unfortunately, we got to run. Texas, wish you had more time. Tell you what, I'd like to have you on again sometime. We can talk about, occultism, Freemasonry. But anyway, thanks for joining us. And, folks,
thank you,
we'll see you again. Thank you. And we'll see you again tomorrow, folks, here on True Threats Radio.